Yo, welcome back to the Killer Sports Pick. Got your host here, Killer, my main man.
Ground Jordan, what is up?
Are you flexing your muscles?
I'm stretching, it's too early.
I thought you were doing the muscle flex on episode 100.
Oh, man.
We made it, man.
We made it to 100.
That's it right. Took us, the century mark.
Wouldn't it take us like 2 years, almost?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess this spring it'll be 2 years, but we made it to 100. Took us a little longer than we thought it would, but we're finally here.
Yeah, we took a week off because there was no sports.
Yeah,
all the sounds are here too.
Last week was like a sports dead zone.
I know. It wasn't anything on. It was the NBA All-Star game, which the format changed and it made it a little more fun to watch. Actually, it was a good game. So that, I don't know. Did you watch?
I watched a bit of it. I had FanDuel's in on the. I think it was like. They did a Rising Stars game, right?
Yeah.
That, and then the main game as well. The reason it's tough for me to watch is it drives me crazy that they don't play any defense. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't get excited about it when there's no defense.
It was formatted for every quarter. Whoever was winning, their charity got $100,000. And the kids were into it on the sidelines, and it was pretty competitive at the end. It was a controversial call with Davis. It shouldn't have been a foul. And it's never come down to that, like a foul shot winning a game. So, I don't know. But did you see the changes they're trying to do in the NFL?
No. What's going on?
They're trying to add more. So, they're trying to add a game to the season. And then it will be 7 teams in the playoffs, one team has the bye.
I did read about the extra game, but I have not read about the 7 teams with the one team with the bye.
So I guess a lot of teams are complaining about the bye week, hence probably Baltimore. And they're kind of figuring that they don't need it, I guess, so. I don't know. I don't know how it would work. I guess the XFL, people are saying, is more exciting than the NFL, like the kickoff. So the NFL has to step up. You know, they've been doing the same thing for years and years and decades. And I don't know. They should change up a little bit.
I do like that they're open to adjusting things. You know, things that'll make the game more exciting and more fun to watch. So I do like that the NFL will change things from year to year. I wish baseball was a little more flexible that way.
Yeah, baseball isn't, but NFL is.
And, well, baseball did upgrade to the buzzers, which is a nice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, new upgrade.
Man, I wasn't ready for that. Where's my sound? Oh, shoot. I wasn't ready. That was a good one. I wasn't ready for it. But
so I know the big thing with baseball right now. I've been
fastball.
I've been following
slider.
The
slider.
So the big thing right now in baseball, everyone's talking about, is: do you think that the players should be punished? What do you think?
I don't know. it's a tough call because when you think about it, it's everybody. I don't know. That's just. They cheat, you know. I don't know. Did the players know about it? Yeah. My thing was, what if it was raining and Altuve got wet and he got electrocuted in the box, get ready to bat, and all of a sudden his hair standing up and he's electrocuted.
Looks like he just got hit with a taser.
Yeah. And he just starts to, like, what's going on with Altuve? They rip his shirt off and he has these wires and they think like he's a robot or something.
The perfect timing would be for that to happen. You know, when they're about ready to swing and then they put their hand up for time to step out.
Yeah.
and then he'd take a step back, and then he gets electrocuted, and it would look like he's doing some sort of Michael Jackson moonwalk backwards.
Yeah, they're like, oh, no, what's going on with LT, man? But I don't know, man.
Watch, next season, he's going to be ripping his jersey off every chance he gets.
Everything, yeah.
He's going to, like, make a play, like, throw somebody out at, like, second base or something, and he's just going to celebrate by ripping his jersey off.
Yeah.
So everyone can see he's not wearing anything.
He's not going to even wear – I don't think he's going to wear a jersey next year. Just have his number painted on his back.
If I was a pitcher, just to, like, make fun of it, I would go with one of those, like, little, like, clip-on crappy, like, walkie-talkies, you know, like a kid's one.
Yeah.
Like, on your belt, you know, or you could clip it on to, like, top of your jersey and just talk into it every once in a while.
Just to mess, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're not going to be talking to anybody or doing anything secret, but it would be hilarious.
Oh, definitely. I don't know what they're going to do with those guys, but it's sad that, I don't know, like, I saw a Little League teams taking, like, the Astros name away from all their little, like, they're getting crazy. But the big news in the NFL is Brady's free agency. I was on the train yesterday, and these guys were talking about it. They don't think he's coming back to New England, but they think maybe he'll land it with the Chargers or the Raiders, or I even heard Carolina. I don't know.
I think that the most signs probably point towards the Chargers. Just because going off of what he had said in that interview, like he had said he would be open to moving to L.A.
Yeah.
So when I hear that, you know, that kind of leads me to think the Chargers. I don't think he meant to say that, but I think it kind of slipped out. And so that's what makes me think that he would lead that direction. Plus, if you have as much money as him, what I think is you want to, you want to play in a place where you want to live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like his
but he wants, what, $30 million for a year? And, like, the Patriots need help at all positions. So, if he – they gave him $30 million, right? They're not going to have room to bring anyone else in. Like, he needs a top-tier receiver. Like, Edelman's not a number one. N'Keal Harry – I don't know, he was all right, but they don't have anyone. They either going to have to draft someone. There's some good guys out there right now, Jewett from Alabama. But can a rookie come in and fit in that scheme right away? I don't think so. But
they had luck for a lot of years just pulling people off the street, you know, running backs and wide receivers.
We were talking about this on the train. The guys that they were pulling off of the streets were top tier guys. Like Ocho Cinco didn't fit in that. Well, look at Randy Moss. They grabbed Randy Moss, and Randy Moss, his job was just streaks and posts, and you know they were successful with it. But the guys they have now, they're not the tier that Randy Moss was. Even though it was kind of late in his career, you know he was still able to. Bust out.
Well, I guess the way I feel about like New England looking forward and you know, maybe losing Tom Brady this year and having to rebuild, I don't feel incredibly bad for them. It would be like if you know, let's say one of Michael Bloomberg's houses got broken into. He's got 12 other houses. Like, I don't feel that bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they have to rebuild for a year or two, I think they'll be okay.
That's them rebuilding. So, let's move on to what we're here for. Big day in sports today. I know you're a Kansas Rock Chalk fan. At noon, they're 3-1. Baylor's -1.5. That should be a game today, huh?
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. This is Kansas has a chance here to make a big statement and probably take back the one seed. So I'm really rooting for them. So I'm a little
Now, what a
biased.
f they're on a good winning streak, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but Baylor is just finding ways to win. Even when they get down there, they're finding ways to win. So it's gonna be a tough game. I do like to see multiple Big 12 teams, in the top five though. So
That's true.
kind of
It
split.
was I was watching Baylor and Kansas State, and it looked like Baylor was going to lose that game, and you're right, they pulled it out. So it should be a good game.
Yeah, I've seen a few where Baylor's gotten down, but they don't quit. They have a way of fighting back.
Too
Kind of the
legit.
way Duke has always been. They get down, but they're never like out of the game.
Yeah, I'm with you. So,
You forgot about all of our sponsors, or
oh,
did they leave
this
us?
podcast is brought to you by New England Fleece, best fleece in the business. Call Marco, John, and Pete. Let them know that Killing Ground sent you. It hasn't been a lot of snow, but it's been cold, so get your blankets.
Also, check out Gray Gear, Play Forever. What's your Play Forever?
100 episodes.
And also, visit our website, killasportpicks.com. Needs a bit of a remodel soon.
It has kind of a virus, coronavirus.
Yeah.
We gotta feed it some medicine. So,
Yeah, we need to refurbish the website, so maybe wait like a week before you go there. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at KillaSportPick. I almost said LinkedIn. I say
Are
LinkedIn
we on
for work all the
LinkedIn?
time. No.
Yeah.
No, we don't have,
Are
maybe
you
we should.
LinkedIn?
Should we get a LinkedIn?
I'm not savvy like that, man.
I use it
You
for
gotta.
work, so I'm on it all the time. That's why I almost said it.
Oh.
But then I did say it because I just did.
Was gonna say you just said it.
So today we got FanDuel slates for NBA and NHL, and then we got a bunch, or at least I have a bunch of NCAA men's basketball picks for the day.
You have a bunch.
I got eight.
Wow.
Well, there's
You're not
like
messing around.
730 games going on today,
I
so
know.
percentage-wise, it's still pretty low.
All right, let's hop in.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start with college since we were talking about your boys at Baylor. So you guys know I'm an under guy. I'm gonna give three unders that are definitely gonna hit. And then I'm gonna give three games. So first of all, I think your Kansas Baylor game's gonna be an under. I know it's low, 127.5. I think that's gonna be an under. Then I'm gonna shoot with West Virginia, another team, TCU, 2 o'clock game. That to me is gonna be an under. And then Army Navy, they're both horrible shooting teams. 131 over under. To me, that's going to be an under. And then I'm going with Kansas, sorry, over Baylor. I really like Kansas. The great team, Dotson, and I can't pronounce the name, Ogbagbo.
Azubuki.
Azubuike. Sorry. Sorry, Azubuike. Don't come fight me. Then, I know that sounds aggravating. I'm going with FSU. Minus 1.5 over NC State. I know NC State just beat Duke, but FSU is really good. And I'm going to roll it out with UCLA plus 10.5 against Colorado.
Nice. Yeah, I like the FSU pick. They look really good this year. They're putting up a lot of points. And the Army Navy game, I wouldn't be surprised if it's like 47 to 42 is the final
12 to
score.
13. It's a football score.
Yeah, that's what's going to end up happening. You're right, a football score.
Are
So
we ready for your eight?
I got I got 8 games this week. First one, I'm going to take Auburn minus 6.5 at Tennessee. It's Auburn at home minus 10.5 against Tennessee. Auburn's 22-4. Tennessee's only 15-11. And, you know, Auburn's at home. They're a heavy favorite here, ranked 12th. Next, I'm agreeing with you. I guess it helps that, you know, you're a little more you're not a fan like me, but I'm going to take Kansas plus 2 at Baylor. I'm seeing plus 2 right now. What are you seeing for that?
Let me go. I saw 1.5. Let me go to my other website.
I'm seeing live right now plus 2 on covers, but I'm sure it's slightly different depending on where you look.
I'm seeing minus 1.5.
Okay. But if you can find, if you want Kansas, the 2 points are out there. So if you want to take them, go and look for a place that's going to give you the 2.
Refresh your screen and see, because I just saw 1.5. Let me see how refresh.
Oh.
Well, it's going to, what?
1.5, you're right.
It's going to move up and down. Still, I like Kansas. Give me that.
So, up next, I'm going to take Memphis plus 2.5 against Houston. Next game, I'm going to take Villanova as a pick'em at Xavier.
Good game.
And fifth game here, I'm going to take FSU minus 1.5 at NC State. So, I agree with you there. Next game, North Carolina plus 9 at Louisville. So, I know that a lot of people are going to take Louisville on this one. I think Louisville is a little overrated. And, you know, after seeing North Carolina nearly beat Duke in that overtime game, you know, North Carolina can play with anybody. So I see this game being closer. Louisville probably wins, but I think North Carolina covers.
The problem, North Carolina will cover, but their problem, like, I watched them play Notre Dame. I watched them play Florida State. They dominate the whole entire game. I shouldn't say entire. They dominate up until 2 minutes left.
And then so they choke.
Then they choke. It's been like that the last 3 games. Roy Williams is hating himself. It's sad. Like, they just have to finish out. But they're not a bad team. They can hang with anyone. They need to finish out.
I agree. So I think they'll lose at the end of this, but they're not going to lose by 9. I do like to see Roy Williams struggle because he used to be the Kansas Jayhawks coach, and he abandoned us and went to North Carolina. So just anytime he loses and is unhappy, it makes me really happy. So next, I'm going to take Kentucky minus 4.5 at home against Florida. And then to round it out, I'm going to take Gonzaga minus 4.5 at BYU. So I don't think that BYU is getting enough points here. I know they've won over 20 games, but they're not playing as tough a competition as Gonzaga. And then also, I thought that the Gonzaga-St. Mary's game, I think it was a week ago, would be a lot closer, but Gonzaga absolutely killed them. So I'm confident in Gonzaga covering here. And
Gonzaga's a good team.
That is my 8 picks.
Nice. 8 picks. All right.
It's too much for me to tell people to confidently run this as a parlay. I would feel I don't think it's responsible to tell people to run 8 games as a parlay.
You gotta have faith in it, man.
Well, I mean, I have faith in it, but it's a lot of games to run as a parlay. You can do it.
Right. Sorry. You got to do it, man. I've hit 8 game parlays, and it's nice. So I'm going to run it as a parlay.
All right.
There we go. I have a couple of NBA picks I just snuck in by the buzzer. You're supposed to hit a buzzer. I like the Cavs getting 13.5. I'm all over that. They're much better than, you know, they're playing the Heat. The Heat's not a bad team, but that's probably going to move. And I like the Hawks getting 5.5 at home against Dallas. The Hawks are really, really playing well after the All-Star break. Trae Young is unbelievable. He's been lighting it up. And the Hawks actually beat the Heat the other day and lost to the Cavs. I don't understand why the Cavs are minus. I got to look to see if Drummond's playing, because I don't see why they'll be minus 13, but I love that.
Nice. So up next, I've got, sticking with NBA, I got my FanDuel 7 p.m. main slate lineup. Are you ready?
That's for this jelly.
So at the first point guard spot, I'm going to take Dinwiddie. Anytime Irvin's out, I always take Dinwiddie. And second point guard spot, I'm going to take Bledsoe. It's coming off, three big games. And at my first shooting guard spot, I'm going to take Jordan Clarkson from Utah. He's had a couple great games here at the beginning of February. And second shooting guard spot, I'm going to take Caris LeVert. He's pretty hot right now. He had last two games, 44 and 39. And up next, staying in that same game, Brooklyn at Charlotte, I'm going to take Miles Bridges. I use this guy quite a bit because he's pretty cheap.
I like him. Yeah.
And he's only 6,000, and he has that ability to go above 40. He's been hanging around 40 points lately. His fantasy points per game is only 25, but he's been he hasn't scored that low in quite a while. Next small forward spot, I'm going to take Tobias Harris from Philly. It's only 6,300. Last game, he played 46 minutes. He put up 48 fantasy points. And first power forward spot, I'm going to take Robert Covington with Houston. It's only 6,100. His last two games are 43 and 39. And then this guy is just, oh, man, he makes me so mad. John Collins from Atlanta. I always go back to him. And, sometimes he does it for me and sometimes he doesn't. So he's frustrating because he has that ability to get, around that up into the 60s.
Yeah.
And then some games he's just like decides all he wants to do is pass the ball or just run around in circles and not touch the ball. But I'm going with Collins. And then at center, I'm going to go with Rudy. Is it Gobert or Gobert?
Gobert? I think it's Gobert.
Yeah, I think it's a French one. I think the T is silent. So I'm going to go with him for 8,200. He kind of hovers right around that 40-point mark each game. So nice. I went for a little bit of consistency on this lineup, which some days, I don't know, I kind of go back and forth on going for, like, consistency and, like, high production per player.
Did you say Sunday or some days?
Some Sundays. And then there's days where I go for, like, four or five, like, people who could get well above 60, and then go for, like, I'll throw, like, four guys in there who, they a little more dangerous, like maybe playing backup spots. How I usually do it or determine that is based off of injuries. So if you have a lot of guys, starters sitting out, those are the days where I'll tend to throw in, say you got like three or four like big name starters sitting out. I'll take people who are normally on the bench, put them in those spots. And then because you save a lot of money doing that, and then I'll get the big time scores in the other spots. So that's kind of how I try and decide how to do it.
I do the same thing too. And it's this way you got to, it's time consuming, but you got to look up to the minute, because they can switch a guy out 5 minutes before tip off. And with all this load management, stuff, like, I don't understand it. Because you look at like Bird and Magic, those guys, they played every single game. But the load management thing, guys are always out, so it's a good way to look at your lineup.
You think people should try to do that, like, in their regular jobs?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a construction worker or something?
Yep.
Just try and tell the foreman. Hey, man, I need a load management day.
Yeah, load management day. That's good. We should. Like, listen, man, I just got to get that load management day.
It's a long season. It's only February. I want to make sure I'm here up until, you know, the end of the fiscal calendar year. Fiscal year, yeah, calendar year.
In case we have overtime, I want to get my load management
day. Tax season's coming up. I need a load management day.
There we go. Tax season. So I'm going to start with mine. I'm doing Trae Young at point. This guy has really come on. He had a huge, huge game against Miami. 66 fantasy points. Then I'm going with a North Carolina alum, Kobe White. He's up and down. You never know what you're going to get. But I think against Phoenix, a running team that doesn't play D, Kobe White should get a lot of time and a lot of fantasy points. Then I'm going with Zach LaVine against Phoenix. I love this guy with Brooklyn, Garrett Temple. He hovers right between 15 to 20 fantasy points, but he's 3,700. It gives you more money to get other people like Tobias Harris. He's been on fire since the All-Star break. It's another guy like Mikal Bridges. Another guy, he can get you 15 to 30, sometimes 40 fantasy points, 5,300. Think against Chicago, he should do well. Then I'm going to go with Jared Allen. I know you hate him because you never know what you're going to get with him. And that's absolutely true. But I think against Charlotte, he should have a big game today. Even though they blew a huge lead the other night against Philly. And then I'm going with Thaddeus Young. He's been stepping up to the old Thaddeus Young that played with Indiana. If you look at him, a few weeks ago, he was in the threes. Now he moved up to 5,700, and he's worth it. He been staying above 20 fantasy points. So last game, he had 48.7. Then I'm going to go with my man, Andre Drummond. He moved over to Cleveland. He's not, you know, he doesn't have to do as much as he did with Detroit, but I don't know. He's still only getting 30. I know he should have a big game today. I might change him out because for 9,600, he should be average. His last three games, he probably averaged 40, but I don't know. I might change him out, but that's my lineup.
I like it. I use Jared Allen a lot. Yeah, and some days he either wins me or loses me the whole slate. You know, he'll have those.
Jared from Subway.
He's probably playing some ball in the yard right now. You think so?
Do you think like they bring him to the like kitchen and he's making like sandwiches for people?
He's probably like, I can't cook, and they're like, they don't believe him. Like, no, you can make subs. Get in there. You're cooking lunch
get
today.
Get the hoagie, rugs, and lettuce.
He's like, I was just on the commercials. I can't cook anything.
Yeah. Poor Jared. What other lineups do we have? I have a college, right? College basketball.
Oh, you do. You're able to in your state.
That's right. Ha, 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 ha. You can't do it in your state?
No, New York is... too strict. They won't even let me do XFL in New York.
Oh, I have an XFL. I'll do a college, and then you give one. I do my no XFL. Forget it. All right, I'm going with Marcus Howard at point guard against PC. That should be a good game today, down at the Dunkin' Donuts Center in Providence. Then I'm going with Xavier Simpson from Michigan, Eric Hunter from Purdue at my other guard. Then I'm going with Devon Dotson. He should have a huge day today. Then I'm going with Khalif Young, the big man down at Providence. Then I'm going with my man Azubuki. He's going to have a huge day today. Then I'm going to round out with Nate Watson from Providence and David Duke from Providence in my utility.
Nice. You got a lot of Rhode Island players in there.
Providence. Rhode Island and Providence. Two different teams.
Well, I mean, I think that they both fall within the borders of the small island of Rhode Island.
Small island, half an island.
All right, so up next I got my NHL main slate 7 p.m. lineup. So at my first center, I'm going to take Jean-Gabriel Peugeot from Ottawa.
What?
I'm pretty sure I pronounced that spot on. Next center, I'm going to take Ryan Strome from the Rangers. First wing, Tyler Toffoli from Vancouver. Second wing, Steven Stamkos, big money guy, but he's been killing it in the points lately. Third wing, Brady Tkachuk from Ottawa. I use this guy a ton. He's always like mid sixes in his price, but he has that ability to score up there with the highest priced players. Next wing, Mike Hoffman from Florida. And my first defenseman, Jake Muzzin from Toronto. He's coming off a few huge games lately. He's been on a pretty good streak. He had 37.6 last game. And then my second defensive player, I'm going to take Ben Chiarot from Montreal. Pretty sure I mispronounced that. But 3 games ago, he had 22. Last game, he played 28 minutes and had 35. He's only 3,700, but I tend to like riding streaks in the NHL lineups. And then at goalie, let me see here real quick. I might call an audible here real quick, because the goalie I had set is not starting anymore, so I got to switch him out, and I'm gonna take Anderson from Toronto in my goalie position.
There we go. You did a lot of fixing and twerking. You have a twerk?
Yeah, at least like three to four times a week.
So if I ever turn on a YouTube, I don't know what the kids watch.
I do it in the, in like the campus center at my college during like the lunch hour when the music's going.
The twerking contest. Oh, I have a 1 o'clock. We better hurry up and get this podcast up. So I have a 1 o'clock hockey. I'm going with Mark. I can never pronounce his name. Skifleef. With Winnipeg. I'm going with Johan Larson, my man, 3,300. He's going to have a huge day. Patrick Lane, Winnipeg. They're going to eat it up today. My man Ovechkin, he's gonna get that goal, and he's going to be set. Blake Wheeler at my wing. Nukurai Ehlers. What's up, brother? Marcus Peterson. Thanks, man. That's an easy one from Pitt. Then I'm going with a guy for 3,600, Radko Gudas. Man, I just didn't have money left. Then I'm in the pipes. I'm going with Samsonov with Washington. I don't know if they're going to change that out and put their regular goalie, but.
So make sure with these NHL lineups, we're recording this at like 8:30 this morning, but go back and check at like 6:30, because they do switch up their goalies at the last second. And
say Gobert.
I've been bit by that a couple times this year, and I think like once I actually still ended up winning money. But most of the time, that's not going to happen.
I know. Is the goalie you could have put in could have minus 10 points, so sometimes it could be a good thing.
That's true.
Do you have any more lineups?
No, I'm all lineuped out.
Should I set the mojo?
Yeah, woo! So next week, when our website's refurbished, visit killasportpicks.com. But in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at killasportpick. Thanks for listening to all 100 episodes.
To all 100 episodes with the echo. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you, Brown, for sticking in there. We've taken a couple of load management days, but we hang in there and we get it done.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Good luck.
Great weekend. We're out.
Bye.